Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
I'm Matt Salee, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager at Tortoise Capital Advisors. MLPs had another tough week in spite of steady oil prices as the Genesis distribution cut Brian talked about last week continued to weigh on the MLP space. The market found some footing Thursday, albeit short-lived, after a host of positive distribution announcements. I use the term positive loosely. What I really should say is in line, but it certainly felt more positive. Shell, PSXP, and NuStar all outperformed Thursday following distribution bumps of 5% each for the first two and a flat distribution for the last. The three distribution announcements were right in line with our expectations, but we think these names traded up simply because the market had some concern that they would slow the growth of the distribution or, in the case of NuStar, reduce the payout. Other positive midstream distribution announcements included Valero's 5.5% bump, along with Magellan and Endeavor bumping 1.5% each on the sequential basis. We believe distributions remain important to long-term MLP investors and serve as a signal of a healthy business outlook for management teams. Therefore, as companies have slowed growth or even reduced payouts to become less dependent on equity capital markets, it's caused some choppiness. These comments are somewhat repetitive from Brian's podcast last week, but given the market weakness, I want to reiterate that while some companies have clearly had their own issues, the fundamentals continue improving for the group as a whole. Per unit cash flow for the Tortoise Midstream Index continues to grow, and a company's decision on how much of that cash flow to pay out doesn't change the intrinsic value of that cash flow. That said, clearly it is causing some short-term dislocation, and this wasn't helped last week by investors' positioning for BP's $850 million midstream IPO. Moving on, beyond distribution announcements, there were some other noteworthy midstream news. First, FERC approved Dominion's Atlantic Coast Pipeline and EQM's Mountain Valley Pipeline, and Enbridge received the presidential permit for Line 67, which crosses the U.S.-Canada border. Next, Cheniere announced that Sabine Pass Train 4 is in service ahead of schedule. And Holly became the latest company to ditch the IDR, swapping their parent company for 37.25 million common units. This equates to a takeout multiple of 14 times based on the 2018 IDRs avoided. Importantly, management stated on the call that they intend to continue growing the LP distribution at the current 8% annual rate, with coverage of 1 to 1.2 times and leverage at or below 4 times. Moving to inventory data, the EIA reported yet another big crude draw of 5.7 million barrels, fueled by nearly 2 million barrels per day of exports, while hurricane production shut-ins were nearly totally offset by a drop in refinery run rates. The bearish piece of data was product builds despite lower refinery utilization, which implies weaker demand. It's only 1 week of data, but nonetheless, we'll keep our eyes on it. I'll wrap it up with earnings, which kicked off last week. First, Kinder Morgan reported Wednesday with numbers that were in line and volumes that were up for refined products and gas pipelines, while crude volumes were negatively impacted in the Eagle Ford because of Hurricane Harvey. Also, their previously announced plans for a dividend increase and a stock buyback were reiterated. Meanwhile, oilfield service heavyweights Baker Hughes and Schlumberger reported inline quarters but tempered expectations a bit. And earnings activity really picks up this week and next, so stay tuned for updates. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseinvest.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.